Yet even at what seemed to be the apotheosis of Norman power and influence, the idea of what it was to be one was becoming elusive. By assimilating and marrying wherever they showed up, the Normans willingly blended their identity with the locals. By the time of Frederick's coronation, Normans in England, although still French-speaking, thought of themselves as English. Normandy itself had been lost by King John to the French crown, while the multicultural kingdom of Sicily was now part of the Holy Roman Empire. In another 100 years, brooding castles and soaring churches would be the only distinctively Norman features left. Tellingly, the title of Levi Roach's book is Empires of the Normans, not the Norman Empire. The grip Rollo's descendants exerted on Europe and the Middle East was more the result of a militarized diaspora, vaulting ambition and crafty opportunism than of conscious empire building. Even their genuine Christian piety served a practical end. Successive popes lent a cloak of legality to Norman land-grabbing when it suited their political purposes. Some of the ground covered by the book may be familiar to history buffs. From the high-stakes conquest of England to the fighting qualities that Normans brought to the near-miraculous triumph of the First Crusade. But by telling the story from their perspective and following them wherever they went, from Italy to the Balkans and Asia Minor, from England into Wales, Scotland and Ireland, and from southern France into Iberia, Mr. Roach gives a powerful account of how prowess in combat, shrewd alliance-building, low cunning and sheer chutzpah let them punch above their numerical weight. It is a pity that the narrative sometimes drags as he tracks the exploits of so many Williams, Roberts, Rogers and Henrys. Noble Norman families ran a bit short on names. Extraordinary characters such as Roger II of Sicily could have been better dramatized with more direct quotation from the lively primary texts. For instance, in her Alexiad, Anna Komnena, daughter of the Byzantine emperor Alexios Komnenos, is both fascinated and repulsed by Bohemond, the future prince of Antioch. He is perfectly proportioned, but a supreme mischief-maker. The result is an indelible picture of the warrior politician. Mr. Roach has diligently mined the sources, but rather fussily deplores their bias and exaggeration. A flasher historian would have had no such qualms.